So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. And, well, I suppose the obvious question is, when we last spoke, you'd had barely 5 or 10 minutes to even think about what happened on Tuesday night. You've had a bit longer now. What's your thinking now, 24 hours before the next match?
I think that it's still up there, one of the worst feelings I've had in football. I haven't shaken it all week. I explained that to the squad last night before we started checking training. I haven't shaken it. You know, the hurt, the emotion, everything that we went through on Tuesday night, the things that were said after the game, I can't backtrack on what I've said, nor do I want to backtrack on what I've said. You know, what we did Tuesday was absolutely unforgivable. But as a manager, you know, you've got to dress that down, you've got to get to training Thursday night, you've got to build the lads back up, and you've got to prepare for, you know, the big game on Saturday. But, you know, everything I said Tuesday, everything that I've said to the lads, you know, I don't regret one thing. You know, I don't regret one thing. And if we're going to make the mistakes we've made and continue to make the mistakes we've made, then we know our fate. The positives are that it's one defeat in six. It's another draw with a full-time team with an astronomical budget. You know, when you strip it all the way back and you don't look at the 10 men and the 3-1 up, you know, you would have taken a point before the game, but all that, it doesn't really wash, does it? It's hurt me, and it's hurt me big. And, you know, what I want to do now is bounce back from that and go and win tomorrow.
And like you say, you've reaffirmed what you've said directly to the players on Thursday. So what was the reaction on Thursday night? Have you had a positive reaction and the kind of reaction you wanted from some of the players?
Listen, it's not my style. You know, I don't turn dressing rooms upside down. I don't throw things around. I don't get all the players. But I did Tuesday night. You know, I did it all Tuesday night. And at the end of it, you know, as I've walked out, I think Charlie turned around and went, "Well, that's a man who really cares about football." You know, all this roll your sleeves up and, you know, I'm up for the game, etc., etc. It only goes so far, doesn't it? You know, for me, it genuinely destroyed me this week, because that's what football does, you know, when it doesn't go your way. In terms of the squad, I think the squad was trained really well this week, you know, last night. We've had harsh words, you know, that you can't hide things. When you're in a dressing room and you live in each other's pockets, unfortunately, there's going to be conversations that aren't so pleasant, and there's conversations that are pleasant. You know, I said to the lads last night, before training, exactly how I felt, and it wasn't a drama show on Tuesday night. I'm still feeling the same way, and I'm still feeling the same way today, and I think I'm still feeling the same way in 6 weeks' time. But we've got a big game to prepare for, and the lads knew that. There was a really good atmosphere in training last night. We worked on, you know, how we're going to break down Nuneaton, how we're going to beat Nuneaton, and, you know, you can see in the games that we've played previously, there's large spells of the game that we're playing open, attractive, expansive football and creating chances. What we've got to do now, and everyone knows, is it's keep a zero at the other end, or at least nullify the opposition's chances going forward. I'm very, very certain that there's goals in my side, but it's, you know, it's a big game, and you talk about pressure, you talk about Nuneaton tomorrow, everyone expects, you know, the bottom side to lose. Well, it doesn't always work like that, does it? It's down to what we do tomorrow. It's down to the individual mindset and how the team are set out. But, you know, I'm desperate to bounce back tomorrow. I can't re-go for the feeling that I've gone through on Tuesday night ever again. And, you know, I keep saying it, the season's still alive. If we win tomorrow and guys will lose, and, you know, we go to Darlington next week and win and guys will lose, we're 1 point out of the relegation zone. So, you know, the positives we cling on to.
I was going to ask you about, I don't want to do guys this team talk for them, but just to make the listener aware, guys are taking on York City tomorrow. A win for FC United, a defeat for them, and it's suddenly 2 points. They've got a midweek game against Spennymoor. So, you know, it's not beyond all realms of possibility, and it's just a case now of injecting a bit of belief, I suppose, into not just the players, but all the supporters. And that leads me to my final question, really, Neil, and that is the message to the home support tomorrow.
Listen, come quarter to five, a week on Saturday, we might be 1 point clear of the relegation zone, and we might be 3 points behind Darlington. That's how close it is, and people might not look that far or do the mathematics and see it. For me, you know, Tuesday night was a huge, huge setback, Geisley winning, etc. But it's still mathematically possible for us to stay up. And I think, you know, everyone talks about the 40-point mark and the safety mark, and, you know, a team this season may well get relegated on 40-plus points. They may well, which shows how strong the league is. You know, we've shown that. I think from a fan's perspective, anybody who knows football, and anybody who really knows football, knows for 73 minutes of the night that FC United gave a really, really good account of themselves. Forget the 10 men, you know. With 11 men, we gave a good account of ourselves. We have done in previous games. We've shown that we can go toe-to-toe with the top teams. Yes, we're smarting. Yes, we're hurting. Yes, it's not near else. It's full side. You know, I haven't got exactly what I want at the minute. And I'm not saying that means that we're going to go and win the league next season. I've talked about the issues and the problems. But, you know, that team is a good team. That team that in that dressing room is a good team. It's suffering slightly with confidence. But then on the flip side, it's one defeat in six. So if I was a fan tomorrow, I'd be looking forward to the game. There's going to be a little bit of negativity. There might be a little bit of optimism. I'm not sure what there is. For me, I'd take a 1-0. All day long, I'd take a 1-0 tomorrow. It won't be a 1-0. I think we'll create more chances than that. I think they'll create chances. It'll be open and expansive. It'll be entertaining. But we know now. You know, nothing less than 3 points will do tomorrow. And I can't take the pressure off the club, the fans, the players, the management team, anyone associated with FC United. If we don't get 3 points tomorrow, then it looks bleak, doesn't it? And for me, it's 3 points, and you know we go again. We're still fighting, and like I said, there's nobody more optimistic than me. But there's also nobody that I don't believe that cares more than me, and I'll be doing everything I can do to get them 3 points tomorrow.